breaking news, proof that today's election has been rigged. We've heard repeatedly during this election cycle that the events culminating today have all been rigged. Much discussion has been entered on this important and controversial topic. We've diligently looked into this matter with the intent of pulling back the curtain of media commentaries and political pundits with the goal of getting to the truth of the matter. We've uncovered critical source documents proving emphatically that today's election has indeed unquestionably been rigged. In an ancient document from Babylon dated B.C. 607, written by an insider, one of royal and princely descent, we have identified shocking evidence concerning today's election events. Daniel, God's prophet of the times of the Gentiles, was given a revelation that sweeps the entire course of Gentile world rule. He conclusively writes in Daniel 4:17, "The Most High rules in the governments of men and gives it to whomsoever he will, and sets up over it the basis of men." In verse 35, he says, speaking of God, "He does according to his will among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can resist his hand." This evidence has also been confirmed by other vital source documents. He is a great king over all the earth, who rules over all the kingdoms of the nations. Psalm 47:2, 2 Chronicles 26. This divine sovereignty extends as well to the administrations of those in power, for the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of water. He turns it wherever he will. Proverbs 21:1. In fact, official documents from AD 53 reveal that God rules over all nations, even to the point of establishing their times and boundaries. The who, how, when, and where of all nations are determined by God for his own purposes. Acts 17:26, "God has made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth. He has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitations." Today's election and its political mechanisms are but secondary causes involved in placing leaders into power. God himself is the absolute, ultimate, and sovereign placer and subjector, who sets up kings, controls them, and disposes of them. Daniel 2:21, "He changes the times and the season. He removes kings and sets up kings." For the United States, today, November 8th, is but an exceptional example of the national illusion of free will. There's only one vote that will, in fact, count for today. Perhaps by day's end, the result of that solitary vote will be revealed.